from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Open houses early next month will discuss the plan to build a 500 kilovolt electrical transmission line from Timmins to Shaplo and Wawa. Hydro One Vice President of Strategic Projects and Partnerships, Sonny Karanakaran, says you can meet the project team and find out what point they're at and what's to come. He adds that there are a few years of development left on what the province considers a critical transmission line.
The project is meant to be energized in 2030, so in order to meet that in-service date, we would envisage construction would start somewhere in 2028.
Think of the line as a highway bringing power from the northeast all the way to the Manitoba border, improving resilience and reliability and allowing electrification of industries and economic development and growth. Two fires within hours of each other have the Timmins Fire Department shaking its collective head over the absence of smoke detectors. The first was the one we told you about that happened early yesterday at Carr's Trailer Park. One home was destroyed, a second one badly damaged, and a third one slightly damaged. Then in the afternoon, firefighters battled a blaze in one apartment of a multi-unit building in Schumacher. In both cases, no one was hurt and everyone got out okay, thanks to neighbors. However, the fire department is reminding us yet again of the importance of working smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Two multi-jurisdictional police investigations have taken 43.5 kilograms of suspected fentanyl off the street, making it the largest OPP seizure of fentanyl to date. It equates to roughly 435,000 potentially lethal doses. Police say one investigation took place in southwestern Ontario and netted 38 kilos of suspected fentanyl, nearly 20 kilos of suspected methamphetamine, and 5.5 kilos of suspected cocaine. The other investigation, a first of its kind for OPP, was aimed at dismantling a dark web marketplace operation used to send high volumes of drugs across the country. Well, if it only knew that they're trying to save its life, a moose calf would cooperate with the MNR and Timmins Police. The two agencies spent part of the day beside Ray Hill trying to get the orphan newborn so it can be sent to a sanctuary in Muskoka. It was spotted, but quickly took off back into the bush. If you spot the baby moose, call MNR. Police say they'll help, too, if needed again.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.